This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's bring in Sean Salisbury, a popular talk show host, the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback. Sean, good to have you on. Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Better chance. Let me go with better team in Texas right now. Cowboys or Texans?
Oh, Texans are. Quarterback's both good. C.J. Stroud's passed Dak Prescott, I think, as far as the guts, the ability to challenge down the field. I think now with Stephon Diggs, depending if the talent's bigger than the headache, because we know what he's got, and that's going to be a test. But the bandwidth of their offense, Dan, and just having to defend pregame lining up in your practice week, they've got a better running back now with Joe Mixon because he's so good out of the backfield. Tank Dell will be healthy. Nico Collins is becoming a number one. And I like their defense better. The Texans have added all this talk, and people are talking about Danielle Hunter. He's in the team picture for top pass rushers in this league. Yeah. Dominant player. Yeah. The Texans are the better football team, and I also think they're a more confident football team with, right now, a coach that commands more than what they're doing in Dallas.
Help me understand why Buffalo did this.
Dan, I think they saw that the headache was bigger in Buffalo the last year and a half than the talent was. And when you got a guy who doesn't want to be there and a coach who seems to micromanage a little in McDermott, and he's been with a couple hard-ass coaches with Mike Zimmer and has Stephon Diggs, and now with McDermott, he's coming to a guy who's not a micromanager, but you know the rules in the building. I think Buffalo did this because they wanted to clear out a guy that they just didn't think was going to elevate them to the next level, and it's probably good for Stephon Diggs as well. Now Buffalo, where they went out and got Curtis Samuel in the offseason, their weapons now, they're going to have to elevate to another level. They've been sitting on the doorstep trying to get to the Super Bowl, so I'm interested to see how they're going to take care of their draft, but they need more weapons on offense now, and maybe they're thinking Josh Allen can overcome it. But when a headache becomes a migraine in one city for whatever reason, and now it's happened in two cities, you're hoping it doesn't happen in three if you're a Texans fan. But this is an upgrade for the Texans to add to an already explosive offense with Joe Mixon here as well. But Buffalo did it because the headache became bigger than the talent in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what I would be concerned about. You're getting a 30-year-old receiver who may not be a number one receiver anymore. And you have a young quarterback like we had with OBJ and Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield wanted to make OBJ happy. And you change your offense. And that was to the detriment of the Cleveland Browns.
Dan, that is such a great point. And I was talking about this and thinking about this yesterday when this happened. Talking about this morning is, it's what happens is, if you have a strong personality as a wide receiver. I played with Chris Carter. He was a strong, strong personality. And he wanted the ball, and rightfully so. He's in the Hall of Fame. But he still had to fit in with the Jake Reeds. And we had Anthony Carter. And we had Herschel Walker. And we had Robert Smith. So, and with Warren Moon and Jim McMahon at quarterback, you had an opportunity to kind of respect that position and knew where you were, still found a way to get him the ball. But it's going to take incumbent upon C.J. Stroud and them not to fit into to Stephon Diggs. It's just Stephon Diggs to fit in with what they're doing. But it is easy to get to a point where you say, I got to get him involved. I don't want him to be a malcontent. And then it changes the way you go about being honest and reading the defense. And Dan, I'm going to tell you, it's not now. It's not in training camp. It's not in OTAs or mini camp or in August. The real test is going to be when Nico Collins has 9 catches for 150 and 2 touchdowns. And in game 3, Stephon Diggs catches 2 balls for 28 yards and the Texans win. That's when you're going to find out, where's the headache? Is it a migraine or is it just a little nag because it's hanging around and a Tylenol will fix it? This is a tremendous upgrade if, in fact, Stephon Diggs goes back to the way he was when he came into this league and had something to prove. And he does have something to prove. And I just think the bandwidth of this offense going into a game is huge. But there is still that if. And if you have too many ifs on a team, it becomes a problem. I think with Ryans and C.J. Stroud, and I think he's at a slippery slope in his career as Stephon Diggs to get to the level that he wants to be. But it can't just be about his numbers. It's got to be about what's really getting yours, and that's putting a ring on your finger in the process, because Nico Collins and Tank Dell are both really good players. But trying to defend this offense now, I think it's one of the 3 or 4, or I might be cheating them out of a slot or two, most explosive offenses, at least on paper, if things work out, in the league. Because remember, Dan, Mixon's as good as we have coming out of the backfield, like a McCaffrey catching the football in space. How are you going to defend them all if they're healthy and a little bit lucky with attitude?
Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback and host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. We're a few weeks away from the draft. The quarterback that makes you nervous is who?
Well, I think the guy at the top of the draft, and Caleb Williams, and as an SC fan, doesn't make – Dan, if we didn't know anything about the guy and you and I were sitting around in a film room and plugged in tape and said, let's just watch him play. First thought is dynamic, playmaker. I get the comparisons with Mahomes because of the ability to play off schedule and all those things. But the questions will exist, and you know how locker rooms are, is he a guy that while everybody else is wearing, you know, a green – a pair of shoes, he's wearing a red pair. Is he a guy that if things aren't going his way, that it doesn't matter, he can find a way to win when he's not having that Caleb Williams performance? He is a dynamic, phenomenal football player. Locker rooms matter to me. They do. And when you're a guy that beats to a different drum, and he does, and guys are giving you a hard time, can you handle that locker room fun that we call it, or some would call it getting, because he is going to get it from veterans. He just is, you know, whether it's the painting the nails or wearing a clutch in a purse and doing all those things. But the truth is, if he's a playmaker, that will go by the wayside, and he is. But leadership, buy-in, and guys, that locker room, it doesn't matter what you and I think. It matters what those guys sit next to him. But if you can play, they don't care. But the locker room's a different place. So I am concerned about the leadership and buy-in overall, if things aren't going well. He's not going to the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to a team that's picking first for a reason. So I'm anxious to see how he responds to that. And so I do have questions. I don't have questions about him on the playing field. So it's the periphery stuff. And some, I've talked to 2 coaches at SC about 1.5 years ago that said they do buy in. They love the guy. And then you hear guys say, well, do you want that guy leading your team? Because he maybe beats to a little different drum, which is okay. But his performance on the field will dictate that. Otherwise, then you go down. I think Jaden Daniels is a hell of a player, quick release, and showed me that he pushes the ball down the field, because a year before last, he did not take many shots. Penix is a great pocket guy. J.J. McCarthy, too. Here's why people are going to question this one, Dan, trading up to get him. Think North Carolina basketball, when Michael Jordan, Antoine Jameson, and Vince Carter, they played averaging 17, 18 a game, but you knew the gem was there when they were able to get out from under maybe Dean Smith and expand. That's J.J. McCarthy. He's got great feet. He's a winner, which you crave, and it's in his DNA. He is an accurate passer, and he can throw the football. But he hasn't had a chance to expand because that's not what Jim does at Michigan. He's going to get the chance. You're trading up for him. I think that while there's going to be questions, I actually think that he, 5 years from now, could be one of the best we have in this draft because he wins and he gets it. But expanding his variety to stand back and throw it 40 times, he's going to have to be well coached at the next level. Leadership for Williams, more throwing for J.J. McCarthy. Those are probably the concerns for both guys that could have sensational careers.
Always great to catch up with you, get your insights. Thank you, Sean.
Appreciate you, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
Sean Salisbury, former quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The college football story, this was in The Athletic. Stuart Mandel and Andrew Marchand had the story. Now, Andrew is a sports media guy. He covers the TV aspect of this. So I'm guessing that his source came from the TV side of this, saying, this is what we're thinking about. This is the possibility that we're going to have this new league. Now, I don't know if it's, I mean, even this 12, 14 team playoff, that might not last very long. It's changing that quickly in college football, that you might have 50 or 60 of the best schools and there will be relegation. Where did we hear that before? I've been saying this a long time. How about relegation? That would be fun. So it's a big story, or at least the potential for being a big story. And Andrew Marchand back on the program. He works for The Athletic, senior writer covering sports media. All right. Recap this. How did we get to this point? And what is there a time frame that you have learned?
So really, everything that's going on with college football and college athletics is why we're here, especially the idea of the lawsuits that are coming. You know, I think people have been, you know, very aware of NIL, and the transfer portal and what's that done to college sports. But there are some cases that are out there that probably do not look good for the colleges, that they may settle, that it could be for billions of dollars. So how do they get from where they are now to where they need to be, where it seems pretty obvious that they're going to have to pay players, at least in some regard. And so how do you get there? How do you pay for everything? And so, you know, I talked to the heads of the presidents of Syracuse, West Virginia. They're behind this Super League group, which calls itself College Sports Tomorrow. And, you know, they think that it's doomed what's going on with college sports right now and college football. And so they need a new system.
Who's driving this?
Len Perna is a guy who he places all the coaches, all the athletic directors and some of the presidents around the country, like basically all the major conferences. So that's his connection to college football. He started this group about 3 years ago to try to examine, find solutions for college sports. The interesting part is Brian Rolapp, who's the number two at the NFL, who may not be as a familiar name to people just listening, but in the business is a humongous name, number two to Roger Goodell. If Goodell ever retires, he'd definitely be at the top of the list to be the next commissioner of the NFL. Very smart guy behind the $110 billion deals that the networks have done. He's one person. David Blitzer, who owns the 76ers and the Devils and teams around the world, he's also involved. And there's more people, including MLS, the former MLS president. And so they put all these ideas into one and got into this format that they think would be the best for college football. And in their mind, would reward the top schools, the Alabamas, the Notre Dames, etc., with the money they deserve. So it wouldn't be a revenue share, but all the universities would own it, kind of like the MLS model, which if you're not familiar with, the MLS, you don't own the team, you own a percentage of the league. So they're all one entity. And they think there's advantages to that as well.
Feels like the SEC and Big Ten have been toying with this merger, or I mean, I don't know, acquiring teams. Are they leading the charge on this, that you got to have those two conferences at the head of the class?
Yeah, so here's the thing. The SEC and the Big Ten have formed an alliance that they're looking into, an advisory group. They're the ones with the power. So when you look at our story and we lay it out, there's a couple people where the power centers are. Number one is those two conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, because they have the most important teams. And they're both aligned with major networks, the SEC with ESPN, and then the Big Ten with Fox, and they also have deals with NBC and CBS, but the big one is with Fox. So Fox and ESPN have a lot of power and they have long-term contracts. And so you look at it, it's those conferences, Notre Dame and NBC, they're probably the ones who are going to decide where college football ends up, and they just signed the new CFP. I first got wind of this when the CFP was kind of coming down and ESPN had an agreement in place, and people were asking me if, you know, have you heard about the Perna Rolapp group? And so, you know, we started looking into it deeply, and this is what we came up with, and then they went on the record. So that made the story and talked about the issues that are facing college sports.
How many teams, how many schools are we looking at?
So if they were successful, it'd be all of the schools in the FBS, so all 130-plus schools. But how it would work is there'd be a top 70 schools, which are pretty easy to figure out. If you look at the former Power Five, they come up to 68 schools. You add Notre Dame, and then SMU is just added to the ACC. So that's how you get to 70. Those 70 teams would be in seven divisions of 10 teams. Then you'd have an eighth division, which the second division would be eligible to get into. So 10 teams from that second division would move up. I don't know how it would work each year, but you'd have promotion and relegation, which makes a lot of sense and actually would create a lot of excitement. I mean, I think if you look at their overall plan, if you started today and you compared it to what college football looks like now, it makes more sense on almost in every way in terms of the structure, you're deciding things on the field, in terms of the smaller schools being able to move up, in terms of their economic model. The problem is that they don't really have any. They have powerful people. They don't necessarily have power in college football to make things to make change happen. But do I think their ideas could happen over the next 5 to 7 years? Yeah, I do. I think there's a very good likelihood that some of their ideas do occur.
Will this affect college basketball?
So their goal is first to solve college football and then move on to college basketball and other sports. You know, the issue is with these cases aren't just football cases necessarily, right? Obviously, football is the biggest revenue driver at the bigger schools that have, but, you know, the argument is not is that all these athletes, you know, should be paid in some regards. And so, yes, I think basketball would be next, but football is the one making billions and billions. And so if they can figure out football, then the other ones should fall into place. And their also point is that to have the Olympic sports, to have all the other sports that aren't revenue generating, you need to make this a success and so you could go forward.
Good stuff. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Andrew Marchand, Athletic senior writer covering sports media. Stuart Mandel was also part of this, but just something to file away.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Our next guest, the former Syracuse head coach who was leading the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. And Jim Boeheim has Purdue and UConn in the finals, with Purdue winning it all. His Final Four, he had NC State going to the Final Four. Man, I'm gaining so much more respect for you in retirement. Congratulations, coach. You're leading the Celebrity Bracket Challenge.
I don't know if I should be in the Celebrity Bracket. I should be in the expert category, shouldn't I?
Really? Emeritus, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And also Michael Jordan, okay? Let's not argue about that.
Okay, the best. let me bring this up, because you faced him, what, 1983, yes, when he was at North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you remember about Jordan in 83?
Well, we held him to 12 points. They beat us by 30, but we
great job.
I think Brad Daugherty had 25 and Sam Perkins 20, you know, Kenny Smith 15. But, you know, they were so good. They had so many weapons that he didn't, you know, some games he just got 12. But he's the best I've ever seen. I saw him when he was in high school, saw his progress and, you know, what he did. I think LeBron's moved all the way up to second in my mind, but Michael Jordan was clearly the best player I've ever seen. I mean, he just was right on both ends, and, you know, he just didn't want, he was not going to lose. Kobe was a lot like Michael in that way. He was kind of a mini Michael Jordan. He just not quite there. And interestingly, I saw a kid a couple years ago, probably four now, that I said, that guy's like Michael Jordan. And I saw him in the summer when he was a junior in high school. His name's Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
And now he's almost coming into that category. Not yet, of course, but he's the only guy I've seen that since Michael Jordan who I thought is kind of like Michael Jordan. But the reason I'm winning all my pools, I won a couple other ones too, is I picked the ACC, which was the best conference in the country. Again, in spite of the numbers that people go by that get six Mountain West teams in the tournament and nine or whatever teams from the Big 12, because they know how to schedule and they get their net built up.
Why aren't you on the committee?
Because I'm a coach and they think they're much smarter than I am. So, you know, they need somebody to help them, because the other thing they eliminated and was the last 10 games, which I agreed with a little bit. You don't want to go just by the last 10, but you certainly want to count the last 10 more than the first 10, which are usually easy non-conference games. And if you looked at Pittsburgh, Seton Hall, Indiana State, and St. John's, at the end of the year, they were just playing way better. Wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're in the finals of the NIT, I'm not even going by that. But they were teams should have been in. Now, here's the real interesting thing. Five bid stealers came up this year. So those four or five teams got pushed out, which means they were really good enough to get in the tournament, right, into the bid stealers. So that's why I advocate for an expansion of eight teams. Just go to another site like Dayton, play that 15 against 10, whatever you want it, however you want to do it, and get those eight teams who there's going to be some that were really legitimately would have been in the tournament except for the bid stealers. And then you add a couple more. And, are you going to have somebody not in there? But you don't dilute the tournament. You don't cheapen the tournament. I remember when I was at 24, Coach Wooden said, no expansion. This is perfect, you know. And he was pretty smart, but obviously we went to 48, tournament was great. We went to 64, great. 68, great. Tournament's great. Everything is screwed up in college basketball right now, everything, except for the games on the court. They're good. Somehow, miracle, they're still good. The fact that we're in the offseason and starters are transferring,
yeah,
five starters from one school transfer. And they had a good coach. What are they doing that for? Money. They're going for money, which, all right, that's good. You want that? You're an advocate of that. Players should get $300,000-$400,000. Okay. I'm okay with that. But it's every year you reshape your roster. I've had 10, 15 fans tell me, we don't even know who's going to be here. How can we? Well, I said, you just got to wait till next year. Follow the team. If they're good, you'll go. You know, that's the way fans are. If they're not good, they won't go. But if they're good, they'll go. But it's just the way it is. And I don't see anything that can possibly change that. There's NILs here. Even if you had employees, even whatever, you're still going to have NIL because you got to get the players to your school.
Put your coaching hat on. How do you? Yeah. Where is UConn vulnerable?
I've said this from the beginning. They're not quite as good as they were last year, but they're still the best team. So maybe they're a little bit, I think Purdue's better by far than they were last year. I think Alabama's good. I think that NC State is a threat to anybody. I picked them to go to the Final Four because I watched them play in the ACC tournament. And it was obvious to me, this is now they're also beating Marquette by a number. Duke by a number now. They're not squeezing by. They're beating them convincingly. I mean, I still like Purdue over them, but I would not be surprised if NC State won. Just remember, 9 games ago, they were going to fire the coach at North Carolina State. And it's a magical turnaround, a lot because of Michael O'Connell going into the starting lineup, changed their whole dynamic, the way they play. And, of course, Burns is a star. He's a unique player.
Could he play in the NBA, today's NBA?
It'd be hard. He has to get a rest every 3 or 4 minutes. I mean, if he wants to, and they say 280, yeah, he's got to put the other foot on the scale first before he gets to his weight. I think he's probably 340. He'd have to lose 50, 60 pounds. And then, yeah, he's like Zach Randolph a lot.
Yeah,
he's a very similar player, but he's got to dedicate himself to getting his body ready for the NBA. It's a much faster paced game.
How many times did you face a team and you said, we don't have a chance?
Well, I said that a few times, but we end up winning some of them. when Patrick Ewing was there, you know, Michael Graham, those guys, we beat them. We beat them a couple times when Patrick was there, a few. But he was a hard guy, you know, when you went against him. But other than that, I always thought there's always a chance. You always feel you have a chance. And even with Patrick, as much as I doubted it, we beat him a few times. It's not easy. But coaches and players always think there's a way. And that's all NC State's done. They believe they had to go through a good – Syracuse had beat them twice. They had to go through them. They had to go through Duke and they had to go through Carolina. You know what's funny? I watched all 5 games. They had more trouble with Louisville. That's how – you know, everybody said our league was bad. Louisville almost beat NC State in the tournament, the first game. They had a really good chance to beat them. And, you know, you look at the leagues and it's just criminal that we're going by the net rating. It's just bogus. It's just completely bogus. And good teams are getting left out. I have no doubt Seton Hall or St. John's could have won 2 or 3 games in this tournament.
True.
Just from watching them play.
Yeah.
So in the old days, you left out a team. The team wasn't going to win anyway. Now college basketball is really good. And you're leaving teams out that could win games. And I think that's a big mistake. So it's correctable. You just play another Dayton. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I heard one committee member told me, well, we won't get any more money for that. So what? You're getting $1 billion. You know, and if you play a tournament like that in another city, you'll make money on that. Not a lot, but you'll sell out if it's a good there'll be a good 8 teams there because you'll have 15 and 10.
Talking to Jim Boeheim, he's leading the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. He's got Purdue against Connecticut for the title. Would you allow Caitlin Clark, if you were her coach, to shoot the way she shoots?
And further back if she wants.
There's no bad shot then for her.
He's like Steph Curry. Do you think Steve Kerr ever tells Steph Curry, hey, Steph, don't take that shot?
No. I think maybe 10 years ago he did.
No, I doubt it. I think Steph Curry's been on a roll for at least 7 or 8 years.
No, but I think initially he was like, those seem like crazy shots.
He's the only one that I've seen other than Steph Curry that can do that. She's incredible. She's the best player to watch. I've said this all year. She's the best player to watch playing basketball other than Steph Curry, in my mind. I mean, I drove to Albany to see her. I've never done that. You know, the last time I drove someplace to see a player was Pete Maravich in the NIT. That was when I was 21. That was 50 years ago. So she's that good. She's just an amazing passer.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most creative passers I've ever seen, along with the Magic Johnson, that type of passer. She makes long, short pass, bounce pass. I mean, incredible passes. And her teammates have been really good. They catch them and they finish. I mean, they've done a really good job with her. I mean, I think LSU is 20 points better than Iowa, but she wasn't going to let that happen. There's a reason 12 million people are watching ESPN for a game. If that game was on CBS, they probably would have had 25, 30 million people watching that game.
And I can't give you much credit. You're driving from Syracuse to Albany. I mean, that's not like cross country, coach.
No,
I mean,
no, it's 2 hours.
Come on, you're better than that.
But it's I used it as an example that I've never gone to see anybody except Pete Maravich.
Okay, so, I want to leave you with this. I've been trying to get Christian Laettner in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Why is Laettner not in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Because he did nothing, not really much in the NBA.
Yeah, but he's one of the 10 greatest college players of all time. Yeah.
And there's some great college coaches
that
are not in the Hall of Fame. It's more slated to the professional NBA. It is. I mean, that's okay. But, yeah, you have a good point. There's some great high school coaches that are not in. They've made it a little bit more inclusive, but it's still, I agree, there's some college players. Christian Laettner's one that you could really deem worthy of being in the Hall of Fame. By the way, am I way ahead in the brackets? Because
You're dumb. Did you offer Laettner a scholarship at Syracuse?
I did. He came to see us play Georgetown. We had 35,000 people there. We won the game. He was at the game. His quote, which I never heard at the time, "This is crazy. I can't come here."
Why?
I don't know. I'm sure there's other reasons he went to Duke, but that's what he did say on his visit. And, you know, he's a great player.
Well, they probably offered him more money than Syracuse did.
I don't think so.
I think
Bobby Hurley said, "No, I'll pass you the ball all the time. If you go to Syracuse, that guard there won't pass you the ball. Sherman Douglas won't pass you the ball."
No, Sherm's going to be shooting. Well, congrats on the brackets there. And good luck. It's Purdue beating UConn in the national title game. Thank you, coach. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that's Jim Boeheim, former Syracuse head coach. 47 years there.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. all in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Scott Hastings joining us. He is the color analyst for the Denver Nuggets, former NBA player, and was there with the Bad Boys of, 1990 Pistons. And he was on the call when Victor Wembanyama came to town the other night. And I figured I'd bring you on so you could help us understand what that showdown was like. If you were going to describe Victor to somebody who hadn't seen him, how would you do it?
Can they have watched basketball within the last half century?
Yeah.
Okay. A very athletic and mobile Ralph Sampson.
Okay.
You know, he's got the same length as Ralph. I think they pounded, of course it was a different era, but I think they pounded into Ralph's head that he had to be a big physical guy. Because you remember he came out of Virginia, he was slight, and they showed the pictures of him for the draft, lifting weights and blah, blah, blah. But Victor's got to add some bulk, probably got to add a little strength. But, dude, his skill level is off the charts. He's a beautiful guy. And now this is pretense me and you. I'm talking a couple old basketball heads together, right?
Yep.
I sat the last two times that Denver's played him, and I wanted to just watch his pregame workout. And we've made a big deal about Steph's pregame workout over the years, the ball handling. I was impressed for the notoriety this kid's gotten, for all the pub this kid's gotten, for all the stuff that's gotten him. A, I think with all that going on, it's great that he's with Pop, who has a way of keeping, you know, the humility in somebody. But his work ethic before a game, I was just blown away with, Dan, and I was impressed. I said, good. You mean we're going to have another superstar in this league that doesn't think he has to work at it? And so it was good to see. He's very skilled. He's also 7'4". He's also not better than Joker.
He's not.
Not yet. And listen, Joker's like that guy that used to go to when I played. I'd go play a pickup game. You'd go to the Y and you'd watch these old guys that were you're my age right now, and you're like joking. Okay, and next thing I know, you're sweating up as much you do in a regular game, and they're back picking you to death, and they're doing all this stuff. And I'm like, you can't move. How are you doing this? They'd usually reply, well, you can't move either, and you're a stiff. So, but Joker.
Is there any chance he doesn't win MVP?
Yeah, if the big time media gets the agenda going, like you're starting to see kind of come out right now. They did it last year with Embiid. And I hate this discussion because you know this, Dan. When you're talking MVPs, rightful MVP candidates, the only thing you could do is try to bust or diminish the other guy, and it wasn't fair. You're going to tell me there's not a franchise alive that if you say, okay, we're going to start a franchise with Embiid or Joker, for example, with the argument last year. If you got the second pick, did you lose? I mean you're good. It's kind of like I used to have an argument with a guy one time when I first got in talk radio, and he goes, it was Bird, Magic, or Jordan. Which one you take? And I said, I'll draft three and be happy. You can't lose. So I think there'll be an agenda and there'll be a push to make sure that we have something to talk about on the TV. I've been doing this, Dan. I played 11 years. This is my 30th year broadcasting games. He's as good as anybody I've ever seen. And I don't throw that out cautiously. I did early on, and I've talked to guys like Isaiah Thomas, and I've had conversations with Chauncey. Congratulations to Chauncey going into the Hall of Fame. And they all say the same thing. Once you watch this guy play, it's not modern. It's not, you know, I don't think he'll go on a G5 Gatorade commercial with his athleticism. He's as if Magic Johnson and Larry Bird had a baby and Joker was born. That's my comparison.
Okay. Where is he? Is there a chance he could end up in the top 10 when he's all done?
Yes. Yeah.
All time.
All time, yes. And I'm biased. I'm going to be the first one to sit there before, you know, the slings and arrows. I've covered every one of his games. I've done every single game he's played in. I know the man also. And when he said after they won the championship, I thought it was going to be bigger than this, and he was just ready to get home. He was upset when they told him, well, no, you know, you got to stay another 3 or 4 days. There's a parade.
Yeah.
You know, that's him. Family is still like this to him. So
yeah, but I don't see how he. Who would you take out of the top 10? Let's say he adds another title and he's going to have three MVPs. Let's say he's got five MVPs and maybe another title. Are you taking Duncan out? Magic, Bird, West, Kareem, Shaq.
Well, Jordan, can we get
Bill Russell, Wilt?
I mean, isn't that what happens? Every generation goes by, and do you know who no one ever talks about anymore?
Kareem.
It baffles me is Wilt.
Oh yeah. Well, this is what I don't understand: is Wilt is Babe Ruth to the NBA, but we acknowledge Babe. We don't do that for Wilt. We are like, oh yeah, but who was he playing against? Well, okay, we don't do that to Babe, but we do that to Wilt Chamberlain, which is not, you know, fair to him. He dominated when he played. That's all you can ask for.
And if you want to talk an athlete, just go look at what he did in college, you know, with the running and everything else.
Track and field. Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites. I don't know. You know, I don't know if that it's like the top 10 or the greatest 10 of all time. It should just be 10 and then go, you know, 1, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then 2, A.
No, because it doesn't work that way. That's no fun.
But, Dan, you know there's going to be a time Larry Bird's going to be out of this list. And Magic Johnson's going to be out of this list. And for all of us, you know, grayheads who played against those guys, saw, A, what they did to save the NBA. And Dan, I don't even know my audience, you know, back in Denver on Altitude Radio, or I don't know if they realized the NBA was about to go away if it weren't for Magic and Burke. So I'm always going to have a place special for them. But a kid who's 16 years old right now, and if he hasn't clicked on Larry Bird or Magic Johnson on YouTube, has no idea who the guy is. The guys that are going to fall on their swords for LeBron James. And that's a good sword to fall on. Didn't watch Michael Jordan play.
But do you think, Steph Curry is going to be a top 10 player of all time, correct?
Is he? Ooh. I think Nikola Jokic is going to go walk his hands with Steph. Steph's going to have all the threes and all those records. He's one of the greatest shooters I've ever seen, period. Period. He's a better shooter than anybody I've ever seen play.
Okay.
And so, you know, put him up the top.
You don't think
list.
He's a top 10 player of all time when it's all said and done.
What's your criteria?
Well, I got to factor in winning. He changed the game.
Yep.
He changed the game.
Yep.
Magic changed the game. Kareem changed the game. Mike changed the game. Larry and Magic saved the game.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't even mention Oscar Robertson or Jerry West. I mean,
exactly.
Jerry West is going into the Hall of Fame for three different things, and he's the logo. I mean, that's a pretty good resume. But
that's a pretty good argument for top 10 of all time.
Yeah. Well, is Kevin Durant going to be a top 10 player of all time?
Well, he's one of my favorite players to watch play. He's a smoothness go. But you know what? I don't know. You know, the change the game thing is such a great conversation piece because, listen, when Durant wants to defend, he can defend, but he doesn't necessarily want to all the time. I wouldn't call Steph Curry a top 100 defender of all time. Joker doesn't have the quickness of lateral movement. He's not going to play above the rim to block shots.
But that's why Michael Jordan, if I look at offense and defensive resume, 9-time first team, all defense, and he won, what, 10 scoring titles?
Yeah, something like that.
That's the best.
No one does that.
No, that's the best basketball player of all time.
Yeah. And I tell him, he played in an era where you got to literally lay hands on him.
Well, you guys did more than that. The bad boys.
Yeah, I'm not talking. Yeah, you know, we didn't pray for him. We didn't put hands on him. We were blessing him. We were putting hands on him. And he lived through that. So, yeah, listen, Joker has that. Yes, he has that ability to, when he's done, here's what's going to hold him back. He's going to be, he's got a chance, I'm afraid, to be in that Barry Sanders type of run that after a while he goes, you know what? I miss my mom and dad. I miss my country.
I see that. Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to leave you with this. You can start your team with Bird or Magic.
Oh, Lord. Well, Bird did knock me out of an NCAA tournament, so and then Magic beat him that year, so maybe I should go with Magic for getting revenge for me.
Okay.
But again, I'll take the second pick and be very happy.
Great to talk to you again, buddy. Thank
Good
you.
To see you, Dan.
All right, that's Scott Hastings. He's with Altitude Sports, the Nuggets TV color analyst, and he was on the Bad Boy Pistons 1990.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.